I'd like to introduce now another good friend of mine. He goes by
Street Cypher Star, you know, the God Body, straight from Elmhurst, Southside NDG. It's a pleasure to be here with you, my brothers and sisters.
All right, very nice. He's just going to give us basically his two cents about the whole issue, too, as KD did and the last one earlier on. Mm-hmm. So if you really want to get into that.
Yes, sir. I was listening as you were speaking earlier, and one of the things that I was thinking about is that there's people on the outside, you know, they can only give their opinion. And then there's the people on the inside, and they could give their reality, you know. So anytime you would let yourself maybe go into a community where there's a lot of what they would call minorities, you know, where there's a lot of poverty-stricken youth, you know, there's a lot of single-parent families, the communities I'm from, you know, the borough of Park X, Little Burgundy, NDG, Côte de Neige, Saint Laurent. If you would go into these communities and you would ask the individuals for their personal experiences with a policeman, you know, or with a law official, period, whether it's the SQ, the RCMP, and you ask them about any experiences they might have had with that officer, I could guarantee you that they won't have any positive ones. Mm-hmm. You know, they won't be able to tell you, well, when I was six, I lost my bike and this police officer went and got my bike, or I was hungry when I was eight and we were in the park thirsty and they gave me water. Mm-hmm. There will never be no stories like that that you will encounter, you know, maybe from the blonde eyed, you know, from the blue eyed, blonde haired girl, you know, who goes to college. She might give you a nice story of something that happened where a policeman went out of his way to help her, you know. Mm-hmm. But me personally, I could only give you stories of, in terms of me dealing with them, you know. I can only give you negative stories. And it gets beyond the idea of were you doing something illegal or were you doing something that is legal. You know, in certain neighborhoods like me, I'm from Elmhurst, St. Jack Street, NDG, you know. You know, one of the things that you can't do is make eye contact with a police officer. Mm-hmm. That's liable to get you in trouble, just looking at them in their eyes. Mm-hmm. Having nothing to do with if they seen you do something suspicious, if they seen you break a law, just you challenging them, their masculinity or their dominance, just them to get, they getting the slight inclination that you have something that you're thinking against them, that could put you in a great deal of trouble.
For sure. I think it has a lot to do with if a policeman, like you say, if he's staring you into the eyes and he sees that your pants are a little baggy, or
yes, sir,
or you've got you know, earrings all over the place, or, you know, even it doesn't even have to do a lot with thugs. It could be whether most you're definitely punk, or you could be, or anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, minding your own business, and they'll still run up on you and try to find something to pin against you. Mm-hmm. Which I find is a shame, because they're really there to serve and protect when that's not really what they're doing. You know what I mean?
I mean, supposedly that's what their job is. That's what they're paid for. You know, but in terms of one thing that is well known about police is that they always look out for each other. So regardless what one individual might do that is negative or was blatantly racist, the other policeman will cover for him, regardless of his act.
Okay. That's all the time we have. Or is there... All right, so there is time. Streets is gonna... We don't have any tracks from him, but he will grace us with his, you know, world...
Yes, sir.
...renowned freestyle.
It'd be my pleasure.
Say. All right, so run that beat, please.
Yo, Street Cypher Star, the God Body, CKUT, respect to the royal peasants, they got me up in here, you know what I mean? It's for the hood though. Yo, I keep it real if it's time to do the deal. I'm gutter forever, just like an iron sewer grill. I ain't going nowhere, I give you a cold stare. I put a spear through both ears, and I don't care if you say I'm not freestyling. I got your mom blazing, she's seniling. She don't remember what she did or where she been. But most my brethren's doing bids in the pen. I'm trying to see them free so we could burn some tree and teach these youngins how to be a real G. I'm like a general building my infantry. Yo, these police, they try to limit me. These pagan frauds, A&R, they killing me. Yeah, for real, gangster, I'm the epitome. And you could tell from the way that I'm living that I ain't dealing with y'all cats, fakes religion. I spit in that knowledge. I'm not Muslim cause I eat pork, but I bring you babies the straight life like a stork.